Apparently, Mor says right to them, "Fra kahanim bechalo uvechuma." That the kahanim could be yetsa the mitzvahs matzah if they eat they take it from chalom or from truma. Fra the Gemara also pshita avada. Why not? Kahanim are allowed to eat a chala and truma. Mal the time I would think matzah shav lechol adam binan. Maybe you have to have matzah that shav that everybody could eat it, even in Yisrael also. Kamash v'lo no. Matzah is matz riboy. There's a special riboy that lavdavka matzah that a Yisrael could eat, even though it's only roy for kayin, also it's mutter. As I would think of Havimino, it has to be such a matzah that's mutter for everybody. And here it's not mutter for everybody. Kamash v'lo no, even though it's only mutter for kayin, but since the kayin is the one that's eating it, the male is yaitza the mitzvah. Right, then the Mishnah says, avoloi betevel. If you have tfuah, that tevel, this wheat, that you do not take off any trumas to maestris, you're not yaitza the mitzvah. In fact, Gemara Pshita, Havad, you're not Yoitza. The Chura, like we had before, either Rashi said it was a mitzvah bob yaveira, or else with Dashan Apostle, Le'teuchel Chometz, there could only be an Yisra Chometz. Mashenken here, Achutz from the Yisra Chometz, there would also be an Yisra of Tevel. So Havad, you're not Yoitza the mitzvah. So Gemara answers, B'tevel Tovim with Rabbonin. We're talking about such Tevel that only has a Chiv with Rabbonin to take off Trumas the Maestris. What's the case? She'ezoru Be'otzos Sheino Nokov. You plant it in a flower pot that does not have a hole on the bottom. Since there's no hole on the bottom, midiraisa, it's not called mechuba lekarka, there's no chiyuv truma semaisers. Kamash v'lon, even though that midrabbonin there is a chiyuv tevel, but since it's only midrabbonin, I would think maybe you are yaitza the mitzvah. Kamash v'lon, no. Even by nitza midrabbonin, still we say it's considered a mitzvah bob yaveri. Like Rashi says, tevel midrabbonin, fiafilu hochi, there's a psul here for mitzvah bob yaveri. Choshev lo. Before by demai we said it's also only yosim the rabbonim, and there you are yaitza the mitzvahs matzah. The teretz was because there, since we find other heterim, it was a raya. It's only yichumra bialma. Mashen can hear this tevel is mamish osim the rabbonim. So with the rabbonim, you're not yaitza the mitzvahs matzah. It's possible to say no, even with the raya also you're not yaitza, because it's also considered a mitzvah habob yaveira. Fight the v'loy b'mai serishin shloim not la trumosai. And if you have mice rishin, you do not take off the truma, you also not yoitze. So Rashi Gosalka Daidich, but truma smaitse komer, that you did not take off truma smaitse at all. Fredigmor pshita, avada zanisi deraisi, yichayiv misif yit such tvua. If you did not take off the truma smaitse, so avada not yoitze the mitzvah smatzam. Fredigmor loy tzuricha shegdimu bekri. We're talking about, no, that you did take off the truma smaitse from this tvua. In other words, you first made a bekri. You first took the wheat and took out the kernels and piled them up and smoothed out the pile. So it was already mechuyiv midrais to give off truma gedolah and maisris. And what happened was you right away took just maiser, and from the maiser you took off trumas maiser, but you did not take off truma gedolah yet. In such a case, you're not yetsa mitzvahs matzah. What's the chiddush? Ma the time I would have thought. Like Rav Pop asked Akasha to Abaya before, why don't we dash in the posek even in a case where you already made the tefu into a kri? Even so, why don't we say, Rabbi Avu was halacha before, that when you make meiser and then you take off trumas meiser, there's no chiyah to take off truma gedola anymore, and there's no iser, kamash malon, so the chiddush is no. Kiddushoni late, like he answered, that we have another posek that's mashma. No, you always have a chiyah to take off truma gedola. And what's the chiluk? Because here we're talking about b'di'idgun. Here we're talking about first you took this wheat and made it into a pile, so midiraisa it's mechuyev already to take off truma gedola. Once the chiyev is chal midiraisa to take off truma gedola, later even if you take off maaser rishon and then trumas maaser, still the chiyev of truma gedola is there. The truma gedola chiyev does not go off. Only in the case before where you were marked in b'shibolim, where it was still in its stalks, so midiraisa was in mechuyev yet in truma gedola. Then if you take off Meiser and Trumas Meiser, there you are part of him giving off Truma Gedola. So the more vaita. For loy be Meiser Sheni vehegdish loy niftu. If you have Meiser Sheni, that's also teet chutz mi Yushlayim. And if you have hegdish, it's also teet. So if you were not poider it, it's you not yoytzid yibdei mitzvahs matzah. For the more also pshita. It's an issid yiraisa teetem. It's a mitzvah bov yavera. And the more loy erlom de niftu. We're talking about, no, you did make a Meiser pigeon. You took something and you said that the Kedusha should go off this Meiser Sheni Hegdish onto something else. Umayla Niftu, what does it mean you did not make a pigeon then? Shela Niftu Kilchosen, you did not do it the way you're supposed to. What does that mean? Meiser Sheni Shepodu Agabi Yasimon. Maisa Sheni means you took your peiros, your wheat here, that's Maisa Sheni, and instead of being paid with on money, you took a blank coin that has no picture on it. That's called an asimon, a blank coin. The Rachman or Mother Torah says, V'tzatu ha-kesef, you have to use money that has a tzur on it. V'dashin dove sheyesh lo tzura, only such money that has a picture on it. That's called a good kesef to be paid the Maisa Sheni. So here he did not use such a coin, therefore it's not chal b'diraisa, therefore it's regular Maisa Sheni. But that's the chiddush, that even though we try to do a Maisa opinion, still it's not chal. For Hegdish, what's the case for Hegdish? Shechilulu agabe karka. You use karka, you apply it with agabe karka. The Rachman, Omar the Torah, says, V'nosan ha-kesev komloi. That how can you be paid the Hegdish? You have to give something. V'dashin dover ha-nitim miyad liyad, you can hand it over. V'ashankin karka, you can't hand over karka, therefore, you cannot be paid the Hegdish with karka. Yeah, so the more, Tana Rabbon, we learned, Yochol yoytze yod demidei chavosoi betevel. I would think maybe a person could be yoytze his chiv matzah if he makes it out of wheat that's still tevel. Shaloi nesakin, that was not fixed, you did not fix the tevel. For the Gemara, kol tevel nami shaloi nesakin. What do you mean you didn't fix tevel? The taich of tevel means that the parents before you took off trumas and maisers. Ella, what it means to say is, b'tevel shloi nesakin kol tzorkli. That I would think a person could be yoytzes mitzvahs matzah with type of wheat, that tevel means he did not fix it completely. What does that mean? Either shenot lememenu truma gedoylov lenot lememenu trumas maiser. Now we said before, usually the seder is when you have the wheat that grow in Eretz Yisrael, first you have to take off truma gedoylo, midiraisa, that's anything, but the rabbonin it's 1/50. And then you have to take off Meiser, which is 1/10 of what's left over, and give it to the Levi. And then the Levi is supposed to take off Trumas Meiser. And then you have to take off Meiser Sheni, or else Meiser Oni. The first and second year it's Meiser Sheni. The third year it's Meiser Sheni. The third year and sixth year it's Meiser Oni. So now, what about you took off Trumas Gdela, but you did not take off Trumas Meiser? Or else Meiser Rishon, Voloi Meiser Sheni. You took off Meiser Rishon and you did not take off Meiser Sheni. Piafilo Meiser Oni. Even if the only thing that's missing on the third or sixth year, you did not take off Maaser Oni. How do I know that's on such wheat? You are not Yoytze Yidei Mitzvos Matzah, if you make it into Matzah. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz, don't eat Chometz. So, and Shibas Yomim Teichel Olav Matzahs. So, Idashin Mishi Isuri Mishumba Teichel Olav Chometz. The only type of wheat or flour that you Yoytze Matzah is with such a flour that if you let it become Chometz, that would be the only Isser upon it. Only that it's chametz. Yotzeh mashenken, this type of a wheat here, shein yisturim mishum ba'teich chametz. It's not only osur if it would have become chametz because of chametz, ele mishum ba'teich tevel, but because there are other yisurim upon it. Either it's meiser, he didn't take off meiser roni, he didn't take off meiser sheni, he didn't take off trumas meiser, because there's other yisurim, therefore you're not yotzeh mitzvahs matzah with it. For the Gemara, the Yisur, the Chometz, Lechon, Ozla. Like, what are you saying? The Chur, you're saying that you have to have the Yisur Chometz. So these things, this Tevil that you did not take off, the Trumis, you don't have an Yisur Chometz, you only have an Yisur Tevil. For the Gemara, why not? The Chur, there should also be an Yisur Chometz. Hey, so have a minor is now that you only Yoytzi, they mitzvahs matzah on such type of a flower that would have an Yisur Chometz on it. Now, this Tevil would not have an Issa Chometz at all. That's the most kasha, why not? True, it has an Issa Tevel on it, but still it will become Chometz, like there will be two Yisurim here. It would be Tevel still, but it would also be Chometz. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Sheshis, Homani Reb Shimini. I tell you, this price that goes according to Reb Shimini. The Yomer Ein Issa Chalal Isser. No, there's a Chalal Ein Issa Chalal Isser. Therefore, since the Issa Tevel was Chal first, then it became Chometz, the Issa Chometz would not be Chal on this type of a dough. Tetani, we learned Rabbi Shimon Einer, Ho'eichol Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. If somebody eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur, the locher is potter. He's potter from Achilas Yom Kippur. Why is it Rashi? Ho'eichol Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Shogig. You forgot today was Yom Kippur, and you ate a Nevela. You potter the Rashi Michatis, from being in a Chatis for eating on Yom Kippur. The Yenisa Yom HaKippurim Chala Lissa Nevela. Because since the Behema was first in Nevela, even before Yom Kippur, it was also to eat this piece of meat. Now that it came Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur is not chal upon this meat. Therefore, you do not have to bring a korban. Rashi v'im boi b'yom nisnablo, but let's say it became a nevela on Yom Kippur itself. Afilu hochi hoisa sura kodi yom kippurim mishum eva menachai. Still, it's considered the piece of meat was also teat mishum eva menachai. In other words, kol zaman you do not make a shechita, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat, either Eber Menachai, or else dies, it's an Avela. Therefore, it's considered this piece of meat was also before Yom Kippur. Therefore, when Yom Kippur comes, according to Reb Shimon, it's not chal the Easter upon the meat. And if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring a chatis for the Avera of Yom Kippur. Ravina says another teretz. Now, filu tamer rabbonim. Even if you want to say this first price, it goes according to rabbonim, that avada we say is chal on the Nisr. Therefore, this tevel, now when you make it into a dough and it becomes chometz, avada would be also teat, mishum chometz also. No, mishi isturim mishum ba teich chometz bilvad. The pshat from the drush before was the pasuk says, loisoichal olav chometz means what type of a dough are you yoytzi mitzvah smatzah, only such a dough that the only thing that could go wrong with this dough is that it could become chometz. That would be the only yisur upon it. Lashen can hear yotzah zim, shein isurim mishum ba teich chometz bilvad. But there are two Yisurim on this dough. First of all, it's Tevel, and then also it's Chametz. So when you have two Yisurim on it, there's such a dough, you cannot be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Le'Seichel Olav Chametz, Shivas Yom Teichel Olav Matzahis, which type of a dough could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah? Only such a dough that the only thing could go wrong with it is that it becomes Chametz. But here that there's Tevel involved also, you're not Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. Is this true? Does it say in the Pasuk Bovad? So Drashi Kroa Mashmo, the whole Mish Issa Chometz Noyig Boy, at the Yotze Boy Mishumatza, the Pasuk is Mashmo no, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz, as long as there is an Issa Chometz upon this, even though it has other Yisurim, so what do you could be Yotze Mitzvah Matza? So the Morello Machvata Kiv Rav Sheshi, it's where we have to answer like Rav Sheshi said, that this goes according to Rav Shimon, that holds Ein Issa Chal Al Yisurim, therefore the Issa Chometz is not Chal on Tevel. Therefore, that's one reason why you would not be yotze mitzvah matzah with tevel. Yes, the more vayta. Tana rabbanan, yochol yotze yodim yidei chavosei b'maisi sheni b'Yerushalayim. I would think that a person could be yotze mitzvah matzah with such a dough which comes from maisi sheni, as long as you're eating it in Yerushalayim, because that's the locha. You're allowed to eat maisi sheni in Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and you could eat it there. So, if this dough is maisi sheni, what's wrong if you're eating it now in Yerushalayim? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini. What does that mean? Ma Shenecho B'yaninus. Something that you're allowed to eat even when you're an Oini. Yotze Zeh, this goes out. Ma'ase Sheni, She'en Anecho B'yaninus. Ela B'simcha. You're not allowed to eat Ma'ase Sheni when somebody was maced and you have to sit Shiva for him. So before the Kfur, you called an Oini. An Oini means somebody that one of his Kroikim died. Before they buried him, is called an Oini. Now, an oinein is not allowed to eat the maaser sheni. So, therefore, the pasuk says lechem oini. What type of a dough could be yotze mitzvah matzah? Such a dough that you could eat even when you're an oinein. Mashenki maaser sheni can eat then. She not yotze mitzvah matzah with maaser sheni. Trashi mishenecho baninus shemut aloichel kishu oinein. Even when you're an oinein, you're allowed to eat it. Dorish pei lechem oini umaaser sheni einenecho baninus tichtiv lo yachalta b'yoni mimeni. So you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, you're not yotze matzah with maaser sheni. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns pshat. Rabbi Akiva Raimano, matzos matzos ribu. The pasuk says matzos, which is a ribu, mashma any type of a matzah, even maaser sheni also. Him came, if so, matam aloim lechem oini. Why does the pasuk say lechem oini? What's special about lechem oini? Now, the Gemara means pratli iso shenilusha v'yayin v'shemenu dvash. That there's a special meat that if you have your dough that you anilish, you made it not with water, but you made it with yain, with shemen udvash, you apostle. It's no good for matzah. Why? Because that's called matzah shiram. It's not called matzah oni. So this type of a dough, you're not yotze because it's not roi, because it's not matzah oni. Instead, it's matzah shiram. Yes, the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Kiva, what's pshat Rabbi Kiva? So the meek siv lechem oni. As I say, with a vav oini, tamash like lashon oinein, oni ksiv, poor. So as long as the bread is like poor man's bread, in other words, you don't have any yain, shem, and advash inside it, you could be yotze mitzvah matzah, even though it's made from maaser sheni, that you're not allowed to eat when you're an oini. So what? The pasuk doesn't say with a vav, the pasuk just sounds like an oni, as long as it doesn't have yain, shem, and advash inside it. I think before Shem Yasakashia, before Luchur, we said, the reason why you're not yotze matzah with mei peris, is because mei peres are machnitzim. Mei peres don't make chametz. And we know you can only be Yotze Matzah with such type of a dough that could come with a chimitz. So some morning, so the kashrut is, why does Rabbi Akiva have to have a new postek? Lechem Mayni form, pshiti, not Yotze, it's not born of a chimitz. So some morning, so here we're talking about even if you have some water inside it. If you put some water inside the dough, and now you add Yayin Shemun Advash, b'emesin, this dough would become chametz. But the reason why you're not Yotze is because it's called Matzah Shira, it's not called Lechem Mayni. So the more of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Mi Karinan Oni, do we read it Oni? Oini Karinan. Since we read it that way, therefore it means Lashon Oinin, that you have to be able to eat it even when you have a mace in front of you. Rabbi Kiva answers, Hi, the Karinan by Oini. You know why we call it Oini? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says. Do Yomar Shmuel, Lechem Oini means Lechem Sha'oinin in all of Dvorim Harbi. The matzah is like the symbol of the Seder Pesach by night, that we say the whole God are on top of the matzah. The Rashi says, we say the Haggadah and the Hallel on the matzah. So the matzah is the symbol of the night that we say, that's why it's called Lechem Oini. So tomorrow, the Sava Rabbi Akiva, is the truth that Rabbi Akiva holds, Isa, Do, Sheni Lusha, B'yayim, Shem, and Advash, Lai, that you're not Yetzir Mitzvah's matzah, with such dough that has yain, wine, or oil, or honey inside it. For Tanya we learned, Ein loshin isa b'pesach. You're not allowed to make dough on Pesach. B'yayin v'shem nudvash. With wine, honey, or oil. V'yim losh. Let's say you did make the dough with these things. Rabban Gamliel leimet yisarif miyad. And Gamliel says you have to burn it right away. It is a chshash, maybe became chometz. You have to burn it right away. V'chomomoyim nechomim say, yoichal. You're allowed to eat it. The Yomer Rabbi Kiva himself said, Shafti Yisi Eitzel Rabbi Lezer, I was once spending Shabbos by Rabbi Lezer, for Rabbi Yeshua, V'lashti Lehem Isa, B'yayin V'shem, or could be B'yomtif, V'lashti Lehem Isa, B'yayin V'shem L'dvash, and I made for them a dough that had inside it wine and shemen and dvash, V'lo Yomer Lidover, they didn't tell me anything. So, Kuri, you see, you're allowed to eat this type of a dough, this type of a matzah. The Mara says then, V'yafo pi shein loshin, mekantfin boy. Even though you're not supposed to make loshin, you're not supposed to knead it, of a mekantfin boy, you'll add a sprinkle on top of it. So Mara's not Tanakama. This comes out good according to Tanakama. Yeah. In other words, according to Tanakama, that you're not allowed to eat it. If you kneaded it with it, but here we're talking about you kneaded the dough just with water, then mekantfin later you put on top of it some oil, that's all right. No, such a type of a dough that you're allowed to lash, you're allowed to knead it to make the whole dough with the yain shem nudvash. You're allowed to mekatfin, you're allowed to put on top of the dough yain shem nudvash. Like on Pesach, you're not allowed to be lush, you're not allowed to make your dough with yain shem nudvash. You're not allowed to smear on top of it either. V'shovin, but everybody is moida. Shein loshin es isa v'poishrin. This everybody holds. You're not allowed to make the dough for matzah with poishrin, with lukewarm water. Because lukewarm water, for sure, makes it become chametz very fast. So our core point of the kasha here is that here Rabbi Kiva made the dough, and he put inside it yayin shemen udvash, and they didn't say anything to him. Mash miyulada biyotzi dechoyvis matzah. And before Rabbi Kiva darshan the postek lechemoni, that you're not allowed to biyotzi matzah that has yayin shemen udvash inside it. And the Gemara Pasha Lekashya, there's no stira. Ho b'yom tev rishon, ho b'yom tev sheni. And echanami, for yom tev rishon, for leil pesach, he can't be yotze mitzvah matzah with yayin shem l'dvash. It's called lechem ashira. Mashenke, in the rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, as long as it's not chomet, you'll not eat it. K'diyom aluhu Rabbi Yeshua lebnei, like Yeshua told his son, yoy makama, the first day, leitolushali b'chalba. There is the first day for Pesach, don't make the matzah with milk inside it. Mikan v'elech, the rest of the days of Pesach, though, lushali b'chalba. Then you can make me matzah that has milk inside it. Fratik Gemara, is that true? Vatani, we learned in a braisa. Ein loshin es isa b'cholav. You're not allowed to make dough, milchiks, with milk inside it. V'yim losh, if a person does need the dough with milk, the locher is kol ha'pasta sura. You're not allowed to eat such bread. With neher galaver, because we have to be afraid, since bread you usually eat with fleshiks also. So if you have a milchik, like a piece of bread, we're afraid you'll eat it with milchiks. The same thing the opposite way. If you have a fleshik, like a bread, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a gzerim, maybe you'll eat it with milchiks. Elohochi kama, but this is what he meant to say. Yoy mekama, the first day of Pesach, loy tolushali bedufsha. There's matzah for the first night, don't make it with honey, because I need lechem oni to be yetzer mitzvos matzah. Mikan v'yelech, but the rest of the days of Pesach, lushali bedubsha. If you want to, you can make me the matzah even with honey, because the rest of the days you don't have to be yetzer the mitzvos matzah, as long as it's not chometz, all right? So that's the pshat. You'll have to put yain shem l'dvash in the matzah, as long as you're not using this matzah to be yetzer the mitzvah the first night of Pesach. The boy is saying another teretz is liyelom b'chalba. He told him to put in tak and milk. And k'diyam ravina kein tura shori hakanami kein tura. If you make a bread that looks in a special shape that you know clearly this is a milk of the piece of bread, that's mutter to make, because then we're not afraid you come to eat it with leishiks. So if you make a special shape, a special size, then you can even make a milchiks. So let's see Rashi before. Rashi learns that this din of ein loshen es isa. So Rashi shall matzais b'yayim Hashem lo dvash b'vnei shekroivim o meheros lahachmis. And the Tanakhama first heard, you hold, you can't make any dough on Pesach with honey or with yayim Hashemim, because it makes the dough become chametz very fast. V'yein odem yochol l'sharm, a person can't watch it. L'fikachim losh tisarf miyad. Therefore, if you did do it, you have to burn it right away, because we're afraid maybe it became chametz. U'v'moyed komaz at Rashi v'lei b'yomtev and cholomoyed, because on yomtev you can't burn it. So Rashi Bav wants to shail, I before we said that mei peres ain machmitzin. So how do you say here you have to burn it became chametz before we said mei chametz doesn't make it, mei peres doesn't make it chametz? So Rashi answers Lakasha, hach diyu ein chayovim al chimutze korus kama. That before that we said mei peres doesn't make it chametz just means it doesn't make it chametz gomer. There's no chiyuv korus. So heavy chametz gomer. Elo chametz nukshevi baris chametz nukshe kolayim ra. Such a chometz becomes very fast and you can't watch it, therefore you're not allowed to make such a dough on Pesach. This is the way Rashi answered the shayla. We spoke about other mefarshim answered, here we're talking about you have some water inside it. With water, then the meperis is machmetz very fast. Before we're talking about meperis by itself, that's not machmetz at all. The Rashi says, the chom maimim teichel, to kasarva the chom hold, epshel l'shomer, you could watch it. Even though you make the dough with shemen, yayin, or dvash, it doesn't have to become chomet so fast. Rashi shout to you, Yisim in Shvisosi hoisa regal Pesach. Echot eitzel Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Reb Akiva once spent a Pesach by Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. And there he made the dough with the yayin, shemen, or dvash, and they didn't say anything. So Teretz is poshit. That for the first night to be yaitzah mitzvah schoivah, you need lechem oini, you won't be yaitzah with matzah that has yayin, shemen, or dvash. But the rest of the Pesach, he told you, could eat it. Because it doesn't become chametz so fast, you could watch it. So more about the vishavin shein loshen esis v'poishrin. Everybody holds though you can't make the dough with lukewarm water. You dafka have to use nice cold water. That's the way the maaser we do when we make the matzah. We make sure the water is mayim shalanu. That's nice and cold water, not lukewarm water. But the more maishna memnoches. Why is matzah different than alochas of a mincha? The Tznan, we learn, kol ha-menochas nilushes v'poishrin. All the menochas, even though they're not supposed to be chometz, they have to only be matzom, still you are allowed to knead the dough with poishrin, with lukewarm water. And u'mishtamrim shleyach mitzvah, but you have to watch it, that doesn't come chometz. And the Gemara poshid, yomru bizrizin, yomru b'shein zrizin. If we're said on the base of Midrash, when the Kahanim, Azoras, watch it very carefully, there they make sure it doesn't become chometz. So even though it's lukewarm water, they watch it very carefully. Mashenkein matzah, anybody makes matzah, there the Rabbanim were afraid, maybe you'll become chometz, so you shouldn't use lukewarm water. For tomorrow, Yehoch, if that's so, milsas nami lisisa, why can't you like soak the wheat in water first? Alom omar rabzeru, omar rababar yimya, omar shmuel, chitin shom menachis, the chitin, the wheat that you use to make menachis with, ain loisis in oisa. You're not allowed to soak them first in water. The question is, why not? What are you afraid? You'll soak them, they'll become a little bit chametz. But let the Kahanim do it. They'll be very zoros. They'll soak it very fast and clean it off very fast. And it won't come with a chametz. And for the Gemara, Lisha bezrizanisa. Lisha b'shash you mix the water or the oil inside the flour by menachis. There's no shayla of chametz because the Kahanim do that. Aber lisisa leisa bezrizan. But lisisa, to clean out the wheat that you usually do before you bring it to the base of Migdish, that anybody does it, they will take afraid, maybe you'll come the day, chimetz. For the Gemara, for Lisha, Meisa, Bezrizin, is it true that Lisha, that means, Rashi says, Kagoin, Minchas, Machavas, Omacheshes, Minchas, Mapataner, Shoifenoiser, Tchila, Esther, Chalis, First they bake it into 10 challahs. V'yachakach poises inoysan. And then they chop it up into pieces. And then they pour the shemen inside it. But these menachos were baked before they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the kasha, such a lisha, wasn't done in the Beis HaMikdash with the kahanim. That's the most kasha now. For the Gemara of Elisha, Meisav, his reason, is it true that the lisha has to be done with the kahanim? For Aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yotzek oleh ha-shemen, V'yheviyo, el ha-koyin. So we dash in, Mikamitza v'yelech mitzvah skuna. Only when the koyin makes the kamitza, that means after we already chopped up the bread that was baked already, and now the kahanim takes a handful of it, that you need a koyin. Abelimet al yitzika o belila shekshera b'choladim. Mashenka, the Yitzika and the Belila is being mixed up, and Vadi him making the dough before him can be done by anybody. And the Gemara now, Lisha Nami, Lisha, the Teretz is, Nehi, the Bezrizen Leisa, and Echnami does need a coin to do it. Anybody could do it, even his arm, or the Bemokam's reason Isan. Hakoponim, it's done in the Beis HaMikdash in the Mokam's reason. Since it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we're not afraid by the Mnachis or come with the Chimuts. Therefore, there it's mutter to make to use poishrin. The Yom Amar Belila Ksheru Bazar Belila to mix it up is kosher bazar chutz lechaymitz azora psula. But I call upon him if it's done chutz from the azora, it's like apostle. Therefore, since it's done in the Beis HaMikdash for Mokim's reason, therefore we're not afraid even with poishrin it's kosher. Lafuke lesisa mashenke lesisa, that's washing off the chitin themselves. The ain of his reason, for Leiva Malkim's reason. That does not have to be done even in the Beis HaMikdash. That you could do before you bring it all together. So there we're afraid maybe a regular person would do it. That's not Zorah, it's not Nizr, and they'll come with their chimitz. Therefore, that we don't let. For the Gemara, Maishinami Minchas Oimer. Why is it different than Minchas Oimer? The Tanya we learned. Minchas Oimer Loises and Loisa. By the Minchas Oimer, they did make Lesisa. First, used to clean off the wheat first. Vitzoiv Renoisa Tzibur. Says the kasha, why is Mincha Soima different? There they did make a lesisa. They used to wash it off first. Vitzoivinoisa, and then they used to squeeze out the juice of it. And for the Gemara, Tzibushani. Hey, the Mincha Soima, that was a korban tzibur. Like Rashi says, Tzibushani, Mincha Soima korban tziburhi. V'cholasokin shalom nasan api bezdin. Everything was done api bezdin. Ksirosa, the cutting down of it. V'hivub shalom lesisa korba bezdin. Of his reason who? That's a teretz. So therefore, such a mincha soimer, which was done bizrizim, but by betzibur, there we're not afraid to come with the chimitz. But other menachos, a regular zar can make lesisa, there we're afraid maybe we'll come with the chimitz. All right, we'll stop here.